Well, we got Captain Aaron from Big Orange Charters back on the phone with us to give us the Fairport Salmon Fishing Report. How's it going, buddy?
Good. How about you?
I'm doing all right. You know, I have to say we had a blast with you on your boat on Sunday morning, my two teenage daughters and I. And you know what? It was a beautiful morning. I know we didn't hook into a lot of fish that day, but we landed everything we hooked into, and I'm telling you, we had a phenomenal meal.
Oh, yeah, I bet. Yeah, that was all great fillets there. Perfect eating.
They really were. We had that one really big salmon, and then a trophy walleye, which tasted wonderful, by the way.
Oh, I bet.
And then those two other really good eater salmon. And I tell you, my daughters had a blast, too. It was really fun. They loved hanging out with Gus, the fishing dog, and on Captain Aaron's boat. You know, that was a great time. I hope other folks get a chance to experience that. Tell us how the fishing's been, though.
It got a little better since you were with me, Adam. I don't know if maybe you had bananas on the boat or something.
No, it's just me. It's my luck, man. That's the one day. It was the worst day of your week, right?
Oh, yeah. I mean, to be honest with you, I've made some changes since I've fished with you, and I'm fishing more, you know, I guess I can start spilling the secrets now. I was fishing in the bay, you know, the Green Bay, and now I'm more out in the Lake Michigan side.
Okay.
I actually made the change for the better. It's been going pretty good. The last couple trips, we've really been getting them, you know, dozen fish, and we've been doing good.
So have you gotten any more walleye? Because that was the third walleye in a row.
Yeah, that was actually the last walleye up in there. I do have some plans to go and actually target walleye and attempt to see if I could maybe come up with maybe I could be, you know, chartering walleye this fall.
Well, yeah, you never know. Fall's a really good time to catch walleye, especially in that kind of water. So,
yeah.
So you're going deeper. You're going out more into the Lake Michigan side of the archipelago there below Fairport. Well, how deep of water are we talking? How many feet?
It hasn't really been deeper. I'm just, you know, now when I brought you, we were in Green Bay waters. We weren't, you know, on the map it says Green Bay. It doesn't say Lake Michigan.
Sure.
And now I'm actually in the Lake Michigan water, and it's just, you know, there's colder water, and the salmon are, you know, they got to have what they need, their temps to rejuvenate themselves, and I think now, you know, those fish are working their way out for that colder water, where just a month ago we were looking for the warm water. Well, now we're starting to look for the cold water.
Right, right. And we'll get back into this conversation with Captain Aaron from Big Orange Charters and talk about some specific spoons that have been hot this week. And other details about fishing for salmon off the tip of the Garden Peninsula at Fairport in our next Outdoor Report. So stay tuned right here to the Outdoor Show.